This is the TriStar State, a conversation about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is the episode for the week of August 11th, 2019. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. The recent back-to-back mass shootings in Texas and Ohio has prompted a national conversation on gun control laws. One of the measures being discussed, both nationally and at the state level, are so-called red flag laws. WPLN Sergio Martinez Beltran has been talking to state lawmakers about why these proposals suddenly seem so popular and why some legislators are still skeptical. Hi, Sergio.
Hi, Jason.
So first, give us a little background on red flag laws and an overview, kind of how they work.
Sure. So one name for these measures is red flag laws, like you said. They're also called extreme risk protection orders. And they give the courts the ability to take someone's firearms if they are deemed a threat to themselves or others. So, for example, if there's someone threatening to kill their partner or saying they will commit suicide, this proposal would allow law enforcement agencies to temporarily remove those guns. Connecticut was the first state to enact a law like this, and this was in 1999. So the concept of these red flag laws have been on the books for decades.
Well, these proposals have come up in Tennessee before, but they failed. Why have lawmakers not supported this in the past?
So, of course, there's the obvious argument about the Second Amendment. A lot of lawmakers believe that laws like these will infringe upon their rights to bear arms. But there's also the argument of due process, right? The fact that you are temporarily taking someone's guns away without giving them a chance to speak in court. And I talked to William Lamberth, the House Majority Leader, about this. Spoiler alert, he is not into that.
We don't take people's Fourth Amendment rights or First Amendment rights or Second Amendment rights or Fifth Amendment rights without proper due process, without making sure that everyone knows what the rules are ahead of time, but making sure that there is a process there to ensure that, again, folks get the help that they need and that we prevent these tragedies from occurring before they ever happen.
I do think, Jason, that many Republican lawmakers like Lamberth are trying to figure out ways to address gun violence without gun control measures, and that's going to be hard. Lamberth talks about states tackling mental health issues at an early stage as a way to prevent shootings. But mental health is multi-layered, so it's not clear what exactly should be done there.
Well, so is it just this moment after El Paso and Dayton that's really pushing this conversation?
Definitely. The last two mass shootings in Texas and Ohio have renewed calls for red flag legislation. Brian Kavanaugh is a state senator in New York and the president of American State Legislators for Gun Violence Prevention. I asked why recent conversations have revolved around this type of law.
Red flag laws are, in many people's minds, including many people in the general public, tailored to what they're seeing. What they see is usually a lone individual, usually with tremendous firepower, often inexplicably, sometimes with a motive that can be identified, a motive of hate or a motive of revenge, going in and doing something truly horrific. And it is often the case that we perceive there to have been warning signs, behavior before the incident that suggests that somebody could have identified that as a person who shouldn't have access to firearms.
Kavanaugh says that many of the recent mass shooters have had the same profile, and that's the reason why there seems to be momentum in terms of these extreme risk protection orders.
Gun control legislation, for the most part, comes from Democrats now, but there are Republicans who have mentioned red flag laws in the wake of these latest mass shootings. Have we seen any Tennessee lawmakers picking up on this?
I'm not sure if any state Republican lawmakers are talking about this now, but we do know that on the federal level, there is this conversation happening. Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander is the chair of the Health and Education Committee in the U.S. Senate, and that group was recently tasked with looking into ways to address gun violence. One idea that has been proposed is to give states money for school safety and mental health. With that being said, Jason, Senator Alexander recently said he's more interested in looking into stronger background checks, and that's something that President Donald Trump is saying too.
What's the NRA stance on these laws? We know the gun rights group has a big influence on Republican politics.
The Washington Post reports that NRA leadership has met with President Trump and have told him that background checks might not be popular with his base, but they also have an influence in Tennessee politics too. There are Republicans in the Tennessee General Assembly that have tried to pass certain gun safety laws, especially regarding domestic abuse, and the NRA has made those bills stall or fail, and they've gone after Republicans who've defied them. Now, this moment in time is interesting for the NRA because they are in disarray. There's been allegations of extortion schemes to oust NRA leadership. Some board members have resigned, including one from Tennessee. So they are not in the best position right now, and that could have an impact on their influence.
Was there any indication that state lawmakers will try and bring new legislation forward or even bring something up during this special session that's coming up?
I don't think there will be this type of debate during the special session, but we're definitely expecting gun legislation potentially next year. Governor Bill Lee has said that his administration will look into potential opportunities to present legislation that would address gun violence.
Well, thank you, Sergio.
Thank you.
Sergio Martinez Beltran covers politics for WPLN. You can keep up with our political coverage by subscribing to the TriStar State. Find that at WPLN.org/TriStar or on your favorite podcasting app.